Hello, Mixed Nutcases and Dog Days of Podcast listeners. This is Nuke Joss.
And hi, I'm Tech.
And this is Dinner and a Movie. There was a great series that was put out. I believe it was put out by Hulu, but we watched it on Amazon Prime because that's where you get it in Canada, called
The Great.
And I love the tagline. It's the occasionally based on truth.
So this is the story of Catherine the Great's rise to power from being a young German aristocrat who gets married to a Russian emperor who eventually becomes Empress of Russia. And that's about the similarities to history. There was a woman, her name was Catherine, she was German, she became Russian, she took over power. And that's pretty much where the similarity to history ends. After that, they take massive liberties,
yes,
with everything about history.
Yeah.
And I really hate it when they do that in shows. Like, I like histories that are tight to the chest.
Except
this one.
Because
it works for some reason. But the one thing about this is, I was thinking about this just before you hit play. This is the perfect palate cleanser after watching a lot of Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Because if you like that serious political court intrigue, everybody gets murdiddly-urdered, poisoned dinners with sexy people doing sexy things while death happens.
I mean, yeah, that does happen, but it's so much more fun in this.
All of that happens, but it's done at like 5/4 speed with a laugh track. There's no laugh track, but you can imagine one, because this is a farce and it is hilarious, but it is wonderfully done, wonderfully shot, wonderfully acted. I mean, it gets a little problematic at the beginning because, well, Catherine the Great is played by Elle Fanning, which I remember from all of her roles as this tiny little girl. It's the voice of May from Totoro.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a tiny little girl who is not tiny nor little anymore. And is playing a very sexual role.
Yep.
As Catherine the Great. I mean, to anybody who knows history, there's stories of Catherine and a horse and things that may or may not have happened. And they deal with that in this show.
They do.
They do, wonderfully.
It's actually great to see how a rumor can become truth.
Oh, yes.
With that. So we've got Elle Fanning. We have Nicholas Holt, who you may know as Beast from the prequel X-Men movies.
Right.
Or you might know him as the War Boy from Mad Max Fury Road.
Witness me! I didn't recognize him because he didn't have silver teeth.
Yes, and about a dozen other roles. Every time I see him in something, I go, wow, this actor's amazing. Who are they? And then I look him up and I'm like, he's done all these other roles I know. And every time I don't realize it's the same person.
So he plays Peter.
Yes.
Peter 2, Tsar of Russia.
Yeah.
Or Peter 3.
3, yeah.
Peter 3.
Now, yeah, so in the show, he's Tsar.
Right.
But in reality, he never was.
He never was. No. His aunt
yeah.
was yeah. Empress, right. But he symbolizes everything that is wrong with Tsarist Russia.
Yeah. Huzzah.
Huzzah. And he is just a boy that has never been told no.
Yeah.
And can do whatever he wants. And does. He shoots people, like, at a dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody just laughs and carries on because they know that if they don't, they're next. I mean, it is just this most horrible, horrible person.
Kind of reminds me of, I don't know, some people in power. That, you know, when nobody ever says no to them, they can do whatever they want and produce horrible results.
Yeah, but you know what? By the end of this show, I kind of liked him.
Yeah, that's the weird thought part, is that by the end of the show, by the end of the first season, you're like, wait, I kind of like him. Why do I like him?
Because, well, you know what it was? It was that, you know, he was the little boy that was never told no, but he never lost that innocence.
Yeah.
And it's the fact that he would still learn things from time to time, and he was still
And as he starts to learn, that's when you start to like him. Mm-hmm. One of the things, the choices that they did with this production that I absolutely loved, is they had open casting.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a bunch of Russians and Germans, but
In the 1700s,
but they're being played by actors of all colors and backgrounds.
Oh, yeah.
Which is fantastic.
It was a little jarring at first. It's like when you watch that first guy walk into court and say, I didn't think they had black people in Russia in the 1700s.
And then you realize, oh, no, no, this is just what they're doing. Okay, right. This is cool. This works for me.
Right. And you just forget about it 10 minutes later, and yeah. it works. It's super. I don't think you could do it in a very serious drama because you'd have to play that a little tighter. But in something like
I think you could, but I think this is how we start. This is how we start that.
Right. But, you know, this is the... I don't think this started. I think this is the Hamilton influence.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. Where you can take things like that and sort of spin them on their head. And it's not like it's being played for dramatic effect. It's not like they're trying to say that all the black people in this production are representing this and the Latinos are representing this. No. It's just whatever actor fit the role they cast them in, whatever skin tone they had, we're just going to roll with it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, most of the main characters are still white, but you have two of the really main characters. One is a Latino and one is, I believe, Indian. So, and there's all sorts of different characters that show up and you're like, all right, cool. And so, like, there's this one lady of the court, and when you finally meet her husband, you know, who's white, and then you finally meet her husband, who's black, and then you see their children. And it's not like they just cast their children to look like whatever. Mm-hmm. Their children are obviously mixed race actors.
Right.
And I was like, all right, that's cool. I like the way they did that. That worked out really well. And it doesn't mess anything up. It actually makes me appreciate it even more. And I wouldn't mind seeing this more. One of the things, I think it's a line from Doctor Who, which is really funny because the Master is in this. but one of the lines from Doctor Who is with the new Doctor, they go back to something like 1600 England. And two of the characters start looking around and are like, what? And he's like, well, I didn't realize that there were so many black people. You know, this was a black character saying it, that there are so many black people in London back then. She's like, what? Did you not think that they were invented yet? or somebody said that, you know, it's like history is not as white as we're told that it was.
No, but I think that the Russian court of the 1700s was decidedly monochromatic, especially in the aristocracy, because they were mostly like three families just all
interbred,
and they talk about that in this show.
But that is something that I think we need to realize, is that we have this idea of what things were like back then. Mm-hmm. And no, it's not. It was a lot more colorful.
The fact here is that they're trying to tell a story.
Yeah.
And they're trying to tell a story with the best actors they can. So they found the best actors they could. And guess what? They tell a really good story.
Well, and what I like is, okay, we've got Elle Fanning and we've got Nicholas Holt and Phoebe Fox. You know, these are all people that people know. Mm-hmm. And Adam Godley is like, you know, how many times did he win the Laurence Olivier Award?
Yeah, enough. Yeah, like, give so some many. To other people.
Yeah, okay.
Come on, Adam. Other people deserve the Laurence of Olivier Prize.
Yeah, exactly. But then you have these other actors that get a chance to be in something and get a chance to get their name and face out there.
Sacha Dhawan, you're saying he was the master?
Yes. In the
new incarnation of the Doctor.
After Missy.
Yes.
That's the master.
Wow. Okay. He's awesome.
He is amazing. And when he plays the master, it took me like five scenes before I even realized who the actor was, that it was
the master.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It was Leo from The Great, because I watched this first.
Not Leo. I'm sorry. I'm thinking Orlo.
Orlo. Sorry. Yes. It's Orlo. I said Leo. I meant Orlo. Yeah. But yeah, no. Leo, by the way, Sebastian D'Souza, I want to see him in other things.
He's really good.
Oh, he's just so adorable. And he...
he's a handsome dude, too.
Very attractive, but he's so charming. Oh, I do know him.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was in Skins.
Okay.
With Nicholas Holt.
Okay.
Who plays the worst character ever in that.
So this is my straight cis white opinion.
Yes.
I'm going to opinion. I thought Orlo was cuter than Leo.
All right. Orlo's really attractive,
maybe,
too.
Maybe it's the glasses that do it for me.
Maybe because he looks like your brother.
He does look like he could be my brother, right?
I mean, he's also very attractive, yes.
That dark, sunken eyes, big eyebrows, mm-hmm. big nose, sort of a look. Yeah, yeah,
Everybody in this is pretty. Even the guy that doesn't want to shave his beard because he has sores.
Right, and but then those sores were obviously put on with spirit gum.
Yes, but even so, like, even with the sores, you're like, yeah, but that voice?
Yeah.
Them eyes? Come on.
He was pretty hunky.
I mean, he was...
Jason, he was a bear. Jason, if you're listening to this, go look up that character.
It's quite good.
I think it's going to be another one to add to the list.
Another one to add to the crush list. Yes. Absolutely. So what did we decide goes with this?
We're going to... Man, there's so much food in
there. There's so much food.
It's like Game of Thrones, right?
I'm thinking rather than picking the poison borscht.
Yeah, no poison borscht.
No poison borscht. We'll pick lemons. A lemon cake?
Yes, lemon cake.
A lemon layer cake, which would make it different than Game of Thrones.
Yes. Yeah, so, a lemon layer cake.
A nice lemon sponge with a lemon buttercream.
Now, there's something else that they eat a lot of in this show that I won't mention, but anybody who has watched The Great knows what I'm talking about.
Oh.
Waggle, yes. waggle the eyebrows.
Yes, that's a great meal, but that's not a dinner and a movie type deal. You might be distracted from your movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios under a Creative Commons Attribution No Commercial Non-Derivatives 3.0 International License. That means you can't change it without my permission. You can share it and send it to your friends. Just link back to me, my site, and everything. We live at nimlas.org, which has links to everything social media, including facebook.com/group/nuttybites and patreon.com/nukejoss, or call 347-NUTTY42.